A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Just like that. Lowest prices? Just like that. No solicitation? Just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Many state of Colorado employees are going to be missing at least one day of work or more due to furloughs. Governor Polis announced those furloughs on Tuesday. For the fiscal year, the state of Colorado was projected to have a $27 billion overflow. However, due to the pandemic and increased spending, especially on unemployment, there's now a projected $3.5 billion shortfall. Because the state is restrained by some things like Tabor and the Gallagher Amendment, they have to find creative ways to cut down costs. CU Boulder is moving to all remote learning for at least 2 weeks after a spike in on-campus COVID-19 cases.
Just last week, 457 people at CU tested positive for the virus, bringing the school's current total to 765 cases. As those numbers continue to climb, school leaders say they're looking to make a dent in the outbreak. Chancellor Phil DeStefano saying in a video address Monday, the CU community has a chance to control its own destiny, but the university's current temporary situation could become permanent if students continue to disregard public health guidelines. That was a reference to outbreaks in the off-campus area of the Hill, where some, including a fraternity, are facing fines for throwing big parties during the pandemic. On the CSU campus in Fort Collins, the coronavirus situation considerably better. Colorado State says 238 people on its campus have tested positive for COVID-19 since early June. I'm Jim Williams.
The city of Delta has confirmed its 10th human West Nile virus case this year. Our officials are hoping that with some cooler weather right around the corner, that outbreak will stay contained as the mosquitoes die off. A word of warning that the Colorado Department of Transportation plans to close a stretch of Interstate 25 through El Paso and Douglas counties this week as part of a road widening project. Overnight tonight and tomorrow from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m., the interstate will be completely closed, but there will be detours in place through there. I'm Kristen Thoburn on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Are you worried about credit card debt building up? It may be time to consolidate that debt with a mortgage refinance. You can save up to $1,000 a month without starting your term over, but only if you choose Colorado's own American Financing. Get started on your custom loan today by calling 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Get your West on in Wyoming's Carbon County. You'll find hot springs, cold streams, wide open spaces, and scenic places. Hit your reset button. Choose your own adventure. Explore our beauty in your vehicle, on bike, or beast. Retire to a cozy cabin or a luxury lodge. Whatever the West means to you, you'll find it in Carbon County. Visit WyomingCarbonCounty.com for activity ideas, lodging options, and safe travel tips. Now's the time to get your West on.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi folks, this is Luke Lefevre with Alpine Arborist Professional Tree Care. The real bailout is hiring local companies and supporting small businesses here on the Front Range. We are a small family business in Thornton, Colorado. We have ISA certified arborists on each crew. Hire us for all your tree care needs. See us on the web at alpinetreepros.com or call us at 720-470-6101. Call or text. We accept all forms of payment, including gold and silver. alpinetreepros.com, 720-470-6101.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town.
Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where it had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove.
There's a big conspiracy.
If you don't believe in conspiracies by now, where have you been? What rock have you been hiding under? Conspiracies are real. Almost every law that's on the Federal Register is against someone for conspiracy to commit something. So, of course, if individuals can commit conspiracies, then people in places of authority can commit conspiracies as well. That's just a given. Well, good morning. We're heading toward the afternoon. I'm Kara. This is my show, Brain Cleavage. We start out the open forum segment on KHNC on Wednesdays, and it's a pleasure to be back with you again today. I just want to give a quick shout out to basically KHNC, our listeners, our sponsors, and our local hosts. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that everybody out there is a lot like me in some ways. One of the things that characterizes me is I just absolutely get a lot out of listening to Joe's program every morning at 10 o'clock. I mean, he should be on MSNBC. He should be one of their, you know, he should be like the Maria Bartiromo or whatever her name is. He is just excellent as a broadcaster, as well as a person who's got incisive reasoning and analysis. And we're lucky to have him as not only a program on KHNC radio, but also as the owner of this station. So I'm really feeling like that needs to be said today, and how much we appreciate him. He's been through a lot this year, and he's like that Energizer Bunny. He just keeps on going. And we pray for him, and we support him and lift him up. And I know the listeners do that as well. Without the listeners on KHNC, we would be nowhere. We depend upon the listeners to not only listen every day and call in and give their comments and add their thoughts and their questions to the dialogue, but also to support the sponsors that we have. Without sponsors, we don't have a radio station. Without listeners, we can't have sponsors because there'd be no one to buy their products and services. And so I just want everyone to know and really get it how important you are in this audience, and not only locally, but our national audience through the live streaming as well. And also we reach people through Facebook. We have national advertisers as well as local ones. So just be aware today that you are appreciated. And if you're a business owner out there who has not advertised on KHNC, I want to encourage you to consider it. You can be a regular advertiser, or you can sponsor a show. And the people that sponsor my show are people that I believe in, I believe have a great product or service to offer our listeners, and who I think are doing something that is really, really valuable in the marketplace. And today, I am actually talking to one of those sponsors, and I think you'll agree with me if you don't already. He's been on the show before. He is an estate planning attorney, and he works out of Northern Colorado. Today he's going to be talking to us about the special considerations of doing estate planning when you own hard assets like gold and silver. So without further ado, on Brain Cleavage, a place for robust thinking, where thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial, I'm giving a hearty welcome to my guest, Mr. Thomas Curry. Thomas, welcome to Brain Cleavage.
Thank you, Kara. It's good to be back.
Absolutely. Great to have you. So, Thomas, we are going to talk about specifically estate planning with the special issue of people who own hard assets. It's going to be really interesting, and I'm so excited to learn more about that from you today. So,
interesting, and I hope fun too for a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, we have some fun planned as well. So, don't go anywhere, everyone. We would love to even have any input if anybody wants to call in. I'm not going to give the number right now. We'll see if anybody calls. They know our number. The regular listeners do. And if we start getting calls, I'll give the number then. So, Thomas, how would you like to begin today to talk about this subject?
Sure, certainly. Well, first of all, I should disclaim that I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not advising anyone to buy or sell gold or silver or any other precious metals. I just know that many of KHNC's loyal listeners do own gold or are thinking of acquiring some. So that's why we're on today's topic. Mm-hmm. I'm also not giving particular legal advice. We're just talking broad concepts. Hopefully, we'll discuss some new things people hadn't heard about before.
Absolutely. Say, I'm just curious, Thomas, have you by any chance garnered any new clients because of your association with KHNC over the last 6 months?
I have. Obviously, I can't divulge their names over the radio, but it's been...
Or anywhere.
Yes, that's right. It's been great working with those people. I hope they're listening now. And looking forward to working with new people in the future.
That's wonderful. We always hope that those connections can be made, and of course they are confidential, but I would like other people who are thinking about sponsoring a show or doing advertising to know that it does reach people and that there is a return on that investment. And it's a really, really, a really reasonable investment, I think. So hopefully you agree.
Yeah. I do agree. And yeah, I'll just echo what Kara just said to business owners who are listening now. It's a lot of fun, and it's good for business too, and hopefully good for the listeners who listen to this great content that Kara puts on week by week.
Great. Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate that plug. So I am one who has a little bit of gold, and I have a lot to learn about estate planning. So I'm really, really looking forward to what you have to tell us about that. And maybe we should just start from really basic and then go from there. You know, let's start by telling people what everybody needs to know and not assume that everyone does know it. And then we'll just build on it from there. When we come back from this break, we'll be talking some more with Thomas Curry from the Thomas Curry Law Office here in Northern Colorado about estate planning for gold and silver and hard asset owners. We'll be right back.
Please work with Colorado Right to Life to abolish abortion and not with those who regulate it. For the so-called pro-life regulations convince even our own judges that the unborn child has no true right to life. So we've offered $10,000 to National Right to Life to name a single justice who has ever acknowledged the unborn child's right to life. Tragically, there are none. See that at AmericanRTL.org/regulations.
Northern Colorado is more than just a place. It's a state of mind, a community where neighbors support one another, especially during these challenging times. We're Miller Insurance, your local independent agency, and we're right here, part of your community. Whether it's your home, auto, farm, or business, our priority is investing in the people of Colorado. Call the Millers today at 970-593-0619 or find us online at callthemillers.com. We're here for you every step of the way.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699, located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. MaxCom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
Well, welcome back to Brain Cleavage on Open Forum Wednesday. And you know, you have to be free in order to own gold and silver and in order to direct where you want your estate to go after you die, rather than, you know, some Marxist government just taking it all from you. So we're happy about that, and we're looking forward to learning a little bit more detail about what are the special considerations of handling your estate planning when you own tangible assets like gold, silver, palladium, nickel, I don't know, copper. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can own that could be a part of your estate. Thomas Curry, who is an estate planning expert attorney, is talking to us about that today. So, Thomas, give us the starting point to the basics.
Yeah, well, you're very right, Kara. There are several special considerations. I'll just use gold as a shorthand for all those metals that you listed today.
Okay.
Several unique challenges posed by owning gold that you might not have with other assets. Just to name a few, it's not as easy to specify where your gold is going to go when you die. Unlike a checking account, for example, you know, it's very easy to go on with your bank and set up a payable on death designation there. And when you die, that doesn't even go under your will. It just goes by the agreement you have with the bank to your beneficiary. So that's nice and easy. You own a house in joint tenancy with your husband or wife. When you die, similarly, doesn't even go under the will. It just passes by joint tenancy that way. You've got to set that up with gold. You have to put some more thought into that, perhaps. Other issues like, you know, is this bullion? Is this coins? Are we talking about money here, or are these collectibles that we're dealing with? And if they are collectibles, you know, and it's a coin, it's not necessarily worth just $1. In fact, it probably is worth a whole lot more. These are all the kinds of considerations that gold brings into play that are kind of unique and fun to deal with that we can discuss today.
Oh boy, I feel my blood pressure rising though already, because it sounds to me like there are different ways that this can be handled. There's not just one. And there are implications for the different ways that these things can be handled. And as I was hearing you speak a minute ago, I was thinking, I'm very private about this. And I know a lot of people are.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to have, let me tell you to you this way. I was watching a Susie Orman special recently. It was on public TV, and she's a big supporter of that. And by the way, she has a big Illuminati necklace on. It's this big, huge gold necklace that's got the Illuminati triangle and eye in the middle of it with some diamond or something. And then around that, she's got like the rays of the sun in a circle. So there's no question. She's definitely advertising for the Illuminati, you know, group. But she's still really smart, and she has information, you know, that I can learn from. So I was listening to her, and she has this new package out that's part of her promo for public TV. And she talks about, you know, all this software she has, and it makes it really easy to do your estate planning. And she said you can just put all these things down and write them in there, produce the documents, you know, print them out. You can change them at any time. She even has this. Her software even allows you to put a picture next to each person that you're listing as one of your heirs, and it just makes it more personal. And she said it's more clear. There's clarity there. There's no question. And I was just thinking about that as you were talking, also, and thinking I don't want to list what my gold and silver and things like that are. I have that where I want it. I don't really have it. I'm not writing it down somewhere unless it's like locked up where no one can see it. So when you, with that as a preface, let's go back to the part where you said you made the analogy of people owning like a house, and the way that they're often holding it as married people is, you know, owners, joint tenants with rights of survivorship. Did you say you can hold gold that way too?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because there is a statute that says that personal property, tangible personal property, so tangible means stuff you can touch. Mm-hmm. Personal property just means anything that's not real property. Tangible personal property that's controlled by both spouses at the time of the dead person's demise is presumed to just have been held in joint tenancy.
Hmm.
So in that case,
unless it's,
you know,
unless, of course, it's handled in a trust or a will, right?
Yes, unless there's a will or a trust or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And unless there's other evidence to the contrary.
Okay.
But that's the statutory presumption.
Is that for Colorado or all states? Or,
you know, that's a great question. And yes, I should tell listeners in other states, I'm licensed in Colorado, so that's primarily what I'll be speaking to today.
Okay.
Most states have adopted what's called the Universal Probate Code or some form of that. And it typically has similar rules. So I'd imagine that's the case in many, if not most or all states, but I just don't know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, that so married couples, that might alleviate that concern there. But Kara, you brought up some great privacy questions that I know a lot of people are concerned about, whether they own gold or not.
Mm-hmm.
That statute that I just brought up alleviates one of those concerns. Another is that, you know, with your will, you can, if you'd like, just say something like, I give all my estate or all my stuff to so-and-so, and you don't have to itemize every single thing there. Now, if your probate estate needs to go through the courts, then there will need to be an inventory of what was in your estate. But if not, then you can be more vague or general in your will and not go into too much detail.
Except, Thomas, I am here to be the devil's advocate and to ask all those all those pesky little questions, because I am one who believes that estate planning is one of the most difficult things that a person can do, especially if they are in a second or third marriage, just because it gets more and more complicated. So let's to push you a bit as a devil's advocate on that last statement. Let's say there's a married couple, and one of them writes a will and the other one doesn't. And in the will, it says, I give all my personal property to my third son, but they're married. And then also applying this universal probate code that you mentioned, let's assume that it's a state whose laws are in line with that universal probate code. So then, if it's just a will, I would assume if there's a conflict, then in that, like there is in that case, where let's say it's the husband, he writes in his will he wants it's something, you know, all of his property, personal property, to go to his third born son, and he has a wife. Then that's going to go to probate because it's not in a living trust or an irrevocable living trust. You know, that would be the way around any real need to go into probate. But without that, if there's any conflicts, then it has to go to probate, because the wife is going to be saying, well, what does his personal property consist of? Because it's all in our house, and I would consider it my property. You know, it was our joint property.
Boy, that is such a great question. To our listeners, Kara doesn't tell me about these. She comes up with these on her own.
That's right. We don't do scripted radio here, folks. It's all live and spontaneous.
Yeah. This is great. Well, there, and I, if I said universal probate code, I misspoke. I meant to say uniform probate code, but anyway.
I may have written it down wrong. Thank you.
Oh, that's all right. There's another provision in Colorado and commonly other states as well, called an elective share for the spouse. So in that case, because as a legal system, we want to encourage people not leaving their surviving spouse out in the cold, you are essentially... the surviving spouse can say, okay, I know that my late husband left everything to the third son from another marriage, but under the statute, I have my elective share. I get to take at least 50% of the augmented probate estate. So she can elect against the will in that case. That's a protection that the law has written in surviving spouse for just that situation.
Does that law stipulate 50%? to the surviving spouse?
I don't have it in front of me, but it's something to the effect of 50% of the augmented probate estate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ready for another can of worms? I'm going to throw one at you.
Okay, sure.
All right. You're good at this. This is what attorneys are paid to do, right? So I have this issue, personal issue, and I don't know how many other people feel this way. And the men in the audience may not feel this way at all, and they may not like me anymore when I say this. The women might feel this way, might not have ever thought about it, and maybe after I say it, they're going to feel this way. But when you even were talking about this a second ago, about the electroshares and the augmented probate and the spouses, it was implicit in your reply that it's basically the man who has the estate and writes the will, and the wife who is in the position of having to go according to this elective share statute and work under its items and the augmented probate and all of that, rather than the other way around. Now, maybe if there's a couple and the wife is more of a career person and the husband, let's say, gave up his career and stayed home and raised the children, maybe it would be flipped. I don't know. But I think in general, estate planning and wills and everything are really skewed to empower the husband rather than the wife. And it's just something that kind of just gnaws at me. And I don't know if I'm really right. It's just kind of the way it feels to me. So you're a man that I respect and I trust, so I know you're going to respond to that with a lot of compassion and sensitivity and balance and also accuracy.
I think I was trying to just adopt the pronouns that you used in your scenario, Kara, that you laid out, so there wasn't any intent to
I'm sure there wasn't.
But you're right, you know, realistically, going back centuries, the man was usually more in the driver's seat in terms of the finances, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, this elective share law was written to empower, I know that word is a little bit anachronistic going back centuries, but to empower the women to elect against whatever that husband wanted to do and to protect them from that, I guess, sort of inequity in the way things were set up. Mm-hmm. Of course, now the statutes are written to be gender neutral and so forth.
But we still have the imbalance there from the historic, you know, evolution, I think. So we're going to have a break in about 3 minutes, but I want to talk about this issue for a little while. It deserves more time than what we have left in this segment. And then we'll go, you know, into some of the other areas about gold and silver, because it, you know, when you're talking about, you know, the whole thing, it affects both parties. And I'm really interested in this area. One reason is because, you know, as conservatives, and I'm a conservative, most of us are, who are, you know, affiliated with this station, we don't always take a position that's not traditionally a part of the conservative agenda. And I would say this one's not. You know, a woman like me could be branded or labeled as a feminist or as, you know, a rebel or a troublemaker, but I don't think I am. I think that what I really want to see is equity and a true equality. Now, the left talks about equality, but of course they talk about it in a vacuum, like, oh, it's just this nice sounding, you know, euphemism. We all need to have equality. And what that really means to them is, well, we don't have laws and we just have subjective things happening. And, you know, it all just sounds good and you can go riot in the streets if you don't like the way things are. I don't purport that, but I believe that in our laws, we should strive to have true equality between husbands and wives, because they're partners. And, you know, maybe you have to have some kind of a authority structure, some kind of a hierarchy in a sense. I don't know. Maybe it can't be completely equal, but I think we have a ways to go for the law to really protect men and women in marriages more equally. And I think that what we have now, according to your description or your exposition, was, you know, what we have is what we have right now is an expression of our trying to equalize things more, or trying to at least not make women so that they're vulnerable if their husband decides to, and his community decides to try to shut the woman out. I mean, shoot, women used to be able to be committed to insane asylums by their husbands. So, you know, it was an extreme form of disenfranchisement then, not just even, you know, I'm going to cut you out of my will. So I do You know, I've dumped a lot out there. It would be interesting to see what our listeners think about this subject. But I do want to just discuss it just a little further with you. So think about it during the break. And when really putting you on the hot seat here, but I know you can handle it, Thomas.
No, this is great. I love it.
All right. This is Kara and Brain Cleavage on Open Forum Wednesday. We're talking to attorney and estate planning attorney Thomas Curry. And we'll be back after these short 3 minutes of messages to continue that conversation. Stay with us.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Suffering from low T? Man up. Grab your rod and your wife. Come float the upper North Platte Valley in God's country. Sit in the hot springs after. Call Trout Tamers Outfitter at 970-460-8873 or book a trip at trouttamers.com. At the end of your trip, you can sit in the hot springs. She'll be happy. You'll be a legend. This has been a public service announcement from TT Outfitters.
Oscar Bogart is a pastor in South Africa who receives a fair amount of persecution for standing up for biblical values and is also vigilant in missions to feed some of the world's most in need. His congregation is seeking a church, and we're asking not only for your prayers but your financial support on this mission to be a part of something that will last a lifetime and beyond. Please visit GoFundMe.com/Church South Africa. That's GoFundMe.com/Church South Africa to help support with this cause. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Tocqueville wrote that one gets nothing lasting except that which is acquired with difficulty. You've worked hard. Will the fruits of your labor last into the next generation? What if you are disabled before you die? I'm estate planning attorney Thomas Curry. For help finding answers to these important questions, please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule a consultation. That's thomascurrylaw.com. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me, yeah. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Oh, freedom.
Yes, indeed, I'm thinking today. And my name is Kara with my guest, Thomas Curry. This is Brain Cleavage, and Thomas and I are talking about estate planning in general and also as it relates to what do you do when you own hard assets like gold. So when we went to the break, Thomas, I was sharing my Christian feminist side, and I was saying, my gosh, I really just get this feeling every time I think about or work on estate planning issues that we don't have laws that really truly treat women and men in marriages, and I don't recognize marriage between same sexes because that's something else. It's not what marriage was. God made marriage; He defines it. So that is not marriage. That's something else. But anyway, you know, the laws apply equally, and that's good. But the two parties in a marriage or in a civil, you know, legal arrangement, they don't really protect both parties equally. very equally. I think there's a lot of inequity there. And if I were a feminist, I'd be saying, we got to get rid of all these men in the legislatures who are attorneys and writing all our laws. They're not protecting us. They're not representing us properly. I'm not saying we need all women, because women can be corrupt as well, and a lot of them are. But we need better laws, I think, and we just need to address this. And you know, we need to speak about it. So I'm speaking about it. And the other thing that makes me feel this is important is because there are people who have been speaking for decades now, since the 60s at least, who say they speak for women. And yet, what do we have? We still have laws on the books and new ones coming out that really don't protect women. And we still have tremendous numbers of women who are in abusive marriages, or whose husbands, you know, abuse them and then die, and the women. But I'm thinking more along the lines of women who get divorced, and the laws, you know, must not be working, because there's a lot of really poor women who can't afford even a divorce attorney and who don't know how they're going to get by, and yet the husband has more power. And I just think the laws are not adequate. So let's finish up on that. I'll let you respond to that, and then we'll get back to the gold and silver part.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not an expert on what's called domestic relations law. That's divorce cases, child custody, nowadays called parenting time, those sorts of things. But I will say that the laws are written to be gender neutral now. I mean, you see that there are law firms popping up now for men, because there's also on the other side, the concern that maybe women get more parenting time than they should, and that someone needs to stand up and fight for the men, the dads in relationships. But certainly there's a lot of inequity going back into the past, and the laws are constantly being revised. I think the thing that we as conservatives need to really remember is that we are striving for equality of opportunity, mm-hmm. and equality under the law. Mm-hmm. What the left is looking for is equality of outcome or equality of results. Mm-hmm. And that's what we can't abide as people who are opposed to intrusive government control.
Right.
We want to get a level playing field for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe I'm a bit Pollyanna-ish. I think the law is and has been moving in the right direction in that regard.
Well, hopefully you're right, and I just think that it's got a ways to go. So that's my opinion.
Yeah.
But so let's go back to the issue, and maybe we can give some scenarios. So we've got, let's say, a husband and wife. They own tangible assets. Let's just say gold, generically,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing some estate planning. First of all, I mean, the first thing you need to do effective estate planning, I would think, is you need to have a good relationship with your spouse, because you're going to be dealing with all these issues about what to do with our stuff, right?
Yes.
And you're going to need an attorney that, you know, we talked about the law a minute ago, but you're going to need an attorney who respects both parties also and doesn't necessarily, you know, esteem the man more than the wife.
Yes. And in fact, you know, if that good relationship between the spouses isn't present, and in fact their interests may be opposed in some ways when it comes to their estate planning,
mm-hmm.
One attorney might not be good enough. You might need to get two, because because that single person might not be able to adequately represent both interests without a conflict of interest.
Right.
There's
a connection between that and my talking about divorce too. I think some people get divorced because there's so much inequality in their financial situation. And, you know, again, I think the woman generally, because generally women still often do not make as much money as men, and I think the law does favor the man, sometimes that causes them to end in divorce. So it's related to this estate planning thing in that way, in my mind. But so let's say you have a man and wife, they have a good relationship, they own gold and silver, but they have not put an estate plan in place. If they don't have a plan in place and they should die, let's say they both die in a car accident, what if they own gold and they have it somewhere in their house and they never even told anybody? I mean,
yes, great question. Well, none of the options that we're discussing today, I'm saying you should do this to our listeners. I'm just laying out options, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in that scenario, they both die in the car crash, haven't put together a will. If one of them dies at a time, that's pretty simple for the reasons I outlined. Most of In most cases, the stuff, the remaining stuff just goes to the surviving spouse. But both die at the same time, no wills. There are what are called intestacy laws, which is a fancy way of saying, okay, if you die without a will, the law is going to make assumptions about what you're going to do with your stuff. Maybe they're not always perfect assumptions, but they're generally pretty reasonable. You know, they say, for example, first in the hierarchy is the surviving spouse, then descendants, and then it kind of branches out from the family tree from there. Mm-hmm. So it's not like your property is just going to go immediately to Phil Weiser and Jenna Griswold and Jared Polis.
No, they're working on that, but right now we're still protected.
Perhaps so. No, I don't think so. there are intestacy laws that will govern where your stuff's going to go. Mm-hmm. But there are problems with that, right? Because what if what you would want to do with your stuff doesn't match what the intestacy laws want to do with your stuff?
Then you lose in that situation.
Then you lose. Then your estate doesn't go where you would have wanted it to go. I mean, the legislators who put it in place did the best they could back then.
The 80% male attorney legislators. I'm just joking a little bit, but not totally.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah. And these codes have been on the books for a while, so there may be some things that still need to be corrected there in terms of gender equality. Mm-hmm. But the point is, most likely your property isn't going straight to the state. But you still want to have a will or something in place, some other arrangement that directs where that is going to go if you and your spouse die at the same time, because it will prevent the law from doing something you don't want the law to do. And it will help your family. It will help your surviving descendants, your surviving family members, so they don't fight about what has to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now let's go to the next scenario. Let's say you've got a couple and they own gold, and they do put an estate plan together. What is going to be your best advice in general? Not that you're giving any specific advice to anybody in the listening audience, but when we come back, I want to get your best advice to that couple about how to handle their gold in their estate planning. Talking to estate planning attorney Thomas Curry on Brain Cleavage with Kara today on KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you a builder, remodeling contractor, or do-it-yourselfer who's in the market for cabinets? Let me tell you about Colorado Kitchen and Bath. They've been providing the best quality and service in the industry for 37 years. Family-owned and operated, they're known as the most handcrafted remodel company in all of Northern Colorado. You can go right to their website and see the testimonials of many of their satisfied customers over the years. They're also an authorized R.D. Henry dealer. R.D. Henry offers builder-grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry. And you know R.D. Henry offers unsurpassed finishes. Give Colorado Kitchen and Bath a call at 970-353-2890 or log on to ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890 or visit them at ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry Cabinets from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. Finally, great quality and service.
I'm Maria Miller, owner of the Miller Insurance Agency right here in Northern Colorado. Whether it's your home, auto, farm, or business, during these unprecedented times, we're all looking at our budgets. Because we're an independent agency, we offer a wide variety of policies from many different companies, so you can pick the one that's just right for you, your family, and your bank account. Call the Millers today at 970-593-0619 or find us online at callthemillers.com.
We don't need no thought control. Dark sarcasm in the cloud.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage with Kara on Open Forum Wednesday. I'm talking to Thomas Curry, attorney at law and estate planning expert. Thomas, when we went to the break, we were talking about what would happen without a will for people who own gold. And you talked about the statute kicking in. But, you know, a lot of things can happen in addition to that. You know, let's say there's no probate. Nobody contests anything. None of the kids knew that the mom and dad owned any gold or anything. And one of the kids is, you know, going through stuff at the house before they get in touch with the estate auction company to sell the stuff and put it through the audit process, and they just find some gold and they stick it in their pocket. You know, then all of a sudden, one of your kids gets all the gold and the other kids don't know anything about it and never got. I mean, the point is, the things that you may not have wanted to happen can happen if you don't do the estate planning, even as difficult as it can be.
That's absolutely right. And there's also another remedy for that for your kids is to tell them basically what you have, because it is certainly possible. And in fact, many people simply say,
then they can all rush over to the house and see who could get there first to get their hands on this stuff and not tell anybody how much was there. No, I'm just kidding a little bit, not totally. But so let's go back to the next scenario. The couple's going to sit down and do, you know, an estate plan and they have gold. What is going to be your best advice?
Yes. Well, let's stick with we'll assume we're going with a simple will-based plan, the so-called will-based plan first. And if we have time, we can talk about trusts.
Okay.
When you have a will and you also own gold, some of the concerns I outlined earlier become very important. So are we talking about money here, like coins, or are these more collectible items like jewelry? What's the value of the gold? These are going to become important in the will, and there's a number of reasons for that.
Let's say they're coins.
Yeah, say they're coins. There is something called a tangible personal property memorandum. That's a mouthful. We'll just call it a property memo. That many attorneys, including myself, put in wills. It's a very slick mechanism that allows you, the person who's making the will, to write and rewrite as many times as you want without getting it witnessed or notarized, a list of stuff around your house that you want to designate for certain people. So your Norman Rockwell plate collection, your Elvis Presley records, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People may be tempted to put gold on that list,
mm-hmm.
But I would caution people against doing that and say it's probably not a good idea, particularly if it's gold, if it's bullion or coins, because those property memos cannot be used for money. Is the key word. If we're talking about jewelry or a piece of artwork, that's probably okay on the property memo. But I would encourage people when they're making those property memos to avoid the temptation to put their gold on there, to either don't mention it all and have it pass as part of your general estate under the will, or to mention it specifically in the will and not those property memos.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Distinction being that it's something that can be spent as money, not an item, you know, a personal property item. Even though, like, a gold necklace has gold in it, it's not produced to be money. So, you know, that's one reason. The other reason is, it's kind of special. You don't want it to just get lost in a list of things that have much less value, I would think.
Right, certainly. Okay, so if... glad to hear. If Kara understands, if you understand, I'm sure most other people do too. So
yeah, because we're talking to the lowest common denominator here. That would be
oh
me.
No, I didn't mean to.
I don't mind it.
Oh, dear.
That's okay, Thomas.
but another concern that I mentioned is valuation, and the reason this becomes important, among other reasons, is some of our listeners may have heard of what's called a small estate affidavit. This is another pretty slick device in Colorado that may allow your estate to avoid probate. What it basically says is, if your probate assets, so that not excluding real property, so stuff that doesn't have a beneficiary designation like a checking account, the stuff sitting in your house, things of that nature, if your probate assets don't exceed $70,000, that's an inflation adjusted number, by the way, the survivors can use a simple affidavit to transfer ownership instead of going through a big court proceeding. Now you notice the valuation becomes important now, right? Because if you own more than that in gold, then under the law, that will actually need to go through a probate court proceeding. So it's important to have a general idea of what your gold collection or your gold holdings are worth. And by the way, if you are the survivor, it may be wise to get a valuation, to get an appraiser to appraise those coins or the gold. So valuation is another very important and somewhat unique consideration when it comes to precious metals.
Okay, I have another idea. I like to be creative. Okay. I don't know why, but I just feel like, for me anyway, I just still feel like I want more privacy than that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, could a person go get, if they have four kids, let's say, could they get four security boxes at a bank and put equal amounts of their assets in those boxes and just give an extra key to each one of the kids for their own box and have just a private agreement with those kids that, or something like that, so that it doesn't have to go through, and maybe that's not legal. I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I'm just talking out of my, you know what.
Yes, that is very creative, and I would have to look into that. I suspect that the law would say that if it's over $70,000, like I said, it should be subject to a court proceeding where everything gets inventoried.
Because, the government wants to have their cut of the taxes on your estate. That's really the bottom line for them, right? I mean, that's a big part of what they're concerned about.
Well, I mean, I suppose. I mean, the estate tax exemption is pretty dang high these days, if that's what you're referring to. The exemption is currently at around $11 million. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that is a particular concern other than, just the attorney fees and the court fees, which I don't think are that significant compared to the smaller estates that we're talking about even. Mm-hmm. You could take that approach, certainly. Mm-hmm. But if privacy is a big concern, there are other options like trust. Mm-hmm. You can just name your estate in general, not designate the gold, and just tell your beneficiaries about it.
Okay.
So they know what to do, even though it's not listed in the will.
Well, let's talk more when we come back from this last break.
Hey, folks. In today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Wayne Hoffman. Are you struggling with medical issues or chronic pain? Do you have medical questions you can't find the answers you need? Or do you simply want to know what to do to avoid health problems to begin with? You might want to check out my show, Proactive Health Strategies, every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on KHNC. We'll be discussing a wide range of medical topics, and we'll even be taking your calls. So join me this Sunday at 8 a.m. for Proactive Health Strategies right here on KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Tocqueville wrote that one gets nothing lasting except that which is acquired with difficulty. You've worked hard. Will the fruits of your labor last into the next generation? What if you are disabled before you die? I'm estate planning attorney Thomas Curry. For help finding answers to these important questions, please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule a consultation. That's thomascurrylaw.com. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
Freedom, freedom. You gotta give for what you take.
Yes, freedom is what it's really all about. We're fighting for freedom every day, and thank God we have. We still have freedom in this country, and it will be taken away over my dead body and a bunch of other people's dead bodies if it is ever taken away, but we're going to stand and fight for it. Thomas Curry, attorney at law and estate planning expert, is talking with me today about estate planning for gold and silver. And, you know, there's just so much more that we do not have time to get into, but hopefully the message has come across loud and clear that if you don't do your estate planning, you will not be assured of what's going to happen with your estate, including your gold and silver. And there are different ways to handle those things, and a competent estate planning attorney can help you with that. Someone such as Thomas. I have great confidence in Thomas. I've worked with some other estate planning attorneys. I can tell you some of them are not nearly as sensitive or as articulate and clear, and some of them are not as respectful of both parties in a marriage. And some of them are extremely expensive, and Thomas, I know, is very reasonable. So, Thomas, how would people get in touch with you if they wanted to talk to you about estate planning?
Well, thank you, Kara. That's very kind. They can either call me. My number is 970-232-5757, or they can visit my website, which is thomascurrylaw.com. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y, and there is a contact form that folks are welcome to fill out.
Say both of those once more in case someone didn't have a pen.
Phone is 970-232-5757. Website is thomascurrylaw, all one word, .com. Curry has an E in it, E-Y. I do free consultations. I do estate planning on a fixed flat fee basis, and I'd love to chat.
Okay. Thank you, Thomas. Now, your last option, we're leaving this one for last, it may not be the best one, is you could take all your gold and silver and put it in a box and hide it somewhere. And then give a list of clues to all of your kids, and whoever is able to find it first can keep it. And that would be based on the method of a forest fen. What do you think about that?
Yeah, some people may have heard about this. This is a case that really kind of stimulates the imagination. So for those who don't know, about a decade ago, a New Mexico writer named Forrest Fenn hid a legitimate bona fide treasure chest filled with gold and silver and other valuables somewhere in the Rocky Mountains. He wrote a poem with clues to its whereabouts, just like an Indiana Jones movie, with the stated goal of getting people off their butts, off the couches, and into the great outdoors with their families. Now, sadly, he recently died just earlier this past year. But before that, a few months prior, he announced that the gold was found by someone who wished to remain anonymous. So I thought it'd be a little bit fun to talk about if you find buried treasure, what are the consequences
in
of that?
In 45 seconds or less. And it was found in Wyoming. Just want to mention.
Oh, did he say Wyoming? Oh, that's
was.
Great.
He did disclose. He disclosed that it was found in Wyoming, but he wouldn't say who found it or exactly where.
Oh, gotcha. Well, yeah, and the bottom line, 45 seconds, is the first question that people might want to know is, can I keep the property? Well, that kind of depends on a number of things. Were you a trespasser? Did you have authority to search on the land? Do you have reason to believe the property was abandoned or that there's a true owner who might want it back? Is this treasure trove that you find buried, or is it on the surface? Does it look like it might belong to an Indian tribe? Bottom line is, so you don't commit theft or at least make somebody angry at you, you really ought to talk to the landowner, an attorney, maybe even the police as the circumstances allow.
Or just never tell anybody.
I told you, I'm
the creative one.
Well, we'll go to the next one. You probably will owe federal taxes on it. And that's because you might think, wait a minute, I didn't earn that. I just found it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the federal tax code doesn't care. It defines gross income as, quote, all income from whatever source derived.
Yeah, but it does also say that you only have to pay taxes on income that you generated, not got from your labor, but that's another program. Maybe we'll talk about that next time, Thomas. Thank you so much for being on Brain Cleavage today.
Thank you, Kara. It was fun.
Yes, it was. Thank you all for joining. See you next week.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948 or go to happyhens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At happyhens.biz, we love happyhens.biz. Or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axum, real estate agent with Sears Real Estate. Established in 1972, locally owned, and our office is in Greeley. Growing up in Greeley, I am very familiar with the community and surrounding towns. I'd like to talk to you about your real estate questions, needs, or wants. Jerry Axum, 970-576-1089. 576-1089 or Jerry at SearsRealEstate.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Many state of Colorado employees are going to be missing at least one day of work or more due to furloughs. Governor Polis announced those furloughs on Tuesday. For the fiscal year, the state of Colorado was projected to have a $27 billion overflow. However, due to the pandemic and increased spending, especially on unemployment, there's now a projected $3.5 billion shortfall. Because the state is restrained by some things like Tabor and the Gallagher Amendment, they have to find creative ways to cut down costs. CU Boulder is moving to all remote learning for at least 2 weeks after a spike in on-campus COVID-19 cases.
Just last week, 457 people at CU tested positive for the virus, bringing the school's current total to 765 cases. As those numbers continue to climb, school leaders say they're looking to make a dent in the outbreak. Chancellor Phil DeStefano saying in a video address Monday, the CU community has a chance to control its own destiny, but the university's current temporary situation could become permanent if students continue to disregard public health guidelines. That was a reference to outbreaks in the off-campus area of the Hill, where some, including a fraternity, are facing fines for throwing big parties during the pandemic. On the CSU campus in Fort Collins, the coronavirus situation considerably better. Colorado State says 238 people on its campus have tested positive for COVID-19 since early June. I'm Jim Williams.
The city of Delta has confirmed its 10th human West Nile virus case this year. Our officials are hoping that with some cooler weather right around the corner, that outbreak will stay contained as the mosquitoes die off. A word of warning that the Colorado Department of Transportation plans to close a stretch of Interstate 25 through El Paso and Douglas counties this week as part of a road widening project. Overnight tonight and tomorrow from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m., the interstate will be completely closed, but there will be detours in place through there. I'm Kristen Thoburn on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Crime is increasing in